From that word, you learn the prat lachem that excludes others, meaning a non-Jew. Shtei says, "Tem, it's a wonder. My yitzchok malchecha. What do you need a checha from your brother? Lemuti akum to exclude a non-Jew. Megir toishav nafke. Learn that from the halacha of gir toishav, where we learn the dafke gir toishav that he's included in the halacha, which obviously means malchecha, not a regular non-Jew. Voimor, but Tem, it's a wonder. My yitzchok malchecha begir tzedek. Why do you need to learn that gir tzedek is included? Megir toishav nafke. From gir toishav, learn that the koshkin gir tzedek for sure. That means a full-fledged convert. Like maybe can that say the love." Oh, if we didn't have a special limit for Gerd Tzedek of the Mekmin B'Sherech, we would have said B'Sherech Tom Gerd Tzedek. Can't say that because B'Sherech Lemash Ma'el Gerd Toshav Sherech Nabela, so eats not kosher. Dum Yud, as we find the place in the Varm Yudal. The Gerd Shabbashrech Tidnan Bachala, which we learn that the word B'Sherech refers to a Ger, which must be the Gerd Toshav who he eats not kosher, not a Gerd Tzedek. Next is Matu, in order to Gemara Megercha, what does that mean? From Gercha, Zeh Ger Tzedek. It's a wonder. My Yitzchak Lameim, but why do you have to say Ger Tzedek as inclusive? The Mechicha Nafka, from Mechicha, you already learn that, because the Ger Tzedek Achicha, Lekuliyama. A Ger Tzedek is your brother for everything. Rabbi Yud Rabbanon, where the Pligi, they disagree about Chegbal, but become the Pezayin Menav, Gabe Ein Labadim Baishas, that a slave doesn't have the Halacha Baishas. The Yeshlei Achba, so there's a machlekes if we consider avadim as achicha or not, to say that does he have the halacha b'ishes or not. But a ger tzedek, everyone agrees. So what's the shaila? Why do you need a special ribur? Hashem says because the shani acha here is different because the chsev me'achicha, it says from your brother. The mashma where it sounds like mimuvchesh b'achicha, from the best of your brothers, which would have come to exclude a ger who wasn't born as Yisrael. Kedushin b'avukam like the Gemara Darshan z'avukam b'ches manav mekar v'chicha. That means from the best of your brothers could be king. Or in another part, just mi'achicha from means v'loy kol achecha, but not all your brothers. Kedushin b'kedushin like Gemara Darshan kedushin achodal mebez minna oiv. It says from the birds v'loy kol oiv, not all the birds. And therefore, if I'm matin a ger, we would have excluded a ger ilav d'chsev gercha if nevachayk. This is gercha. But it says v'lo be'ezur neshach on daf ayin alv manav gabi ribis. The Darish Ger, we say the word Ger comes to refer to Zeh Ger Tzedek. On that Kashlari, that was difficult to the Riyah Mayitzrach. Why do you need that Riyah? Pshita, the Mal Yisrael, Mal Ger Tzedek, why should there be any difference? Bechi Bechala Mitzvah Zeh Ger Tzedek, Bechala Yisrael. Think of all the Mitzvahs Ger Tzedek, a regular Kamer is not part of the regular Yisrael. Chin Kashlari, what's also difficult, the Zimnik Siv, sometimes it says in the Torah, Le'ezach Le'ger, but Zimnik Lik Siv, and sometimes it doesn't say, Mashno, what's the difference? Why sometimes do you need the Pasuk to explicitly mention a Ger and when not? Next time, at the beginning, the Gemara Kol Shem Artzcha. That's where we learn from Artzcha. Everything, behemoth, Kalim. The choice is bad, and the address is a bulimic mean lay them with the Chutzlords, as oftentimes whenever it says Artzcha means referring to only Eretzol, excluding Chutzlords. That you can't say with it because the Chayv is a goofy. Here it's obligation of the person's individual body. Being full of Eretz has nothing to do with Karka, with land, and if it's not excluding Chutzlords. Next time, at the beginning, the word Gemara Babis Behuda Loyol of Sakazach. He doesn't learn as Zer Shava. Whereas the Peperikam and the Kedushin of Yudam Abayz, the Loim Meshekeh Tana, we don't find any Tana. The Loyol Sakasaka there, we don't find anyone that does not hold the Gzeir Shabbat. I knew Davka Gabi Ebet Ivri. That's by the Gzeir Shabbat by the Jewish slave. Shun the Savar, because he holds the Huda Hacha Lemufna, that here it's the words are not extra, so not necessarily of the Gzeir Shabbat, but I'm Mufna there, the word Sakhar was extra, so therefore everyone learns the Gzeir Shabbat over there. Oh, if we'd say by Gezel, that's when you can steal the Akram's money because you didn't put in any effort. Which says really says, really, we didn't have to say this, why it's necessary to say both, because the Eleikas of Elechad, true that you only said one. I feel like Tigzel, if you didn't have said like Tigzel, we would have said it's talking about just not paying him for his work, the Mishnah Bekrug, because that's what the Pasuk actually talking about. So why are we saying it in Tzrichus? So because of Al-Hash, the Ksibitavayana, that says both, we're saying that one of them is referring to stealing from the non-Jew, in like this, oh, if it's not teaching me anything regarding Aitrich, because it already says, must be teaching regarding Gezel. It's just like, okay, we find that it would be necessary, because even if we explicitly would have excluded from Gezel, we would not have known Aitrich. That's why we say like Tzichusa, to say why I needed both. What does he do with it? It's a wonder. What do you mean? Because the Besamach, shortly on Daf Kofit Beis, the Manal of the Braisa, Darish minah, common drushes. We bring many drushes of this pasuk. So what's like as if like what we don't we, there's a way at a loss to say what how we redash the pasuk. So it says I found that it was written kibaduma seemingly from Batei Rabbi Elchanan. The hacha misacher kibayi. The question was on the word sacher. My abale, what would he do with it? There, the question that being addressed from the word itcha. Next, that if he hired him to harvest one cluster of grapes, hainu, which is sacher shayis, which he was hired for a certain amount of hours. And that's what we said, that you're still going to violate Baal Tom. Now, since it nearly appears to read the itcha, why was it necessary to have a special limud? Why would you think it's not including the regular? The sacher, because the word sacher, which the Torah uses, mashma sacher yoyim, achatzim, sounds like he's hired for a day or half a day. It's not normal to hire workers, yoyim, for a day or achatzim, for half a day. But for a short amount of time, not. So we needed itcha to tell you that even l'shoy is your bialid batal. Or inami, additionally, you could say itzok l'shem inna, we have to tell you, let you know that even if you hired him to harvest one cluster of grapes, v'achloy, and he ate it, like the Gemara talked about on Tzadik Bezim and Aleph, even so, which he's allowed to, afalach, even so, you violate not paying my time for the work that he did, which he ate the work that he did. And that's a chiddush that we have to tell you.